Congratulations on tuning in or clicking play on another episode of Nothing on the Radio.
Okay, we didn't discuss this new intro at all.
No, well, last week you're like, we've got to stop saying welcome. So I'm like, I've got to find a new word.
I think I prefer the welcome. Welcome.
Should we start again?
Yep. Welcome.
It was my turn. Oh, welcome.
Okay. Yeah, welcome to episode 17 of Nothing on the Radio. Thanks again for... we've just gone through the whole thing again. Thanks for tuning in or clicking on. What do we say?
Welcome.
As I said, we should have music soon. Keep sending in your messages. Keep talking to us on Instagram and Facebook and that. It's always appreciated. Should we get straight into it?
Yep.
Okay, so something funny happened to me yesterday. I was at the dog park. There wasn't a fight. I didn't have to do the whole bottle in the bum trick.
Yeah. Do you know how many times I've heard that since we've done that show too?
Do you know how many times guys put bottles in my bum when I've gotten aggressive?
It's neither here nor there.
Just off track. I think I would stop fighting if someone put a bottle in my bum.
Really?
I'd probably fight him. Put back to, okay. So I'm at the dog park.
Yep.
And had a tennis ball with a little plastic thrower and throwing the ball around. And honestly, for about 2 minutes, Django, our dog, has grabbed the ball. He's put it down sort of near another group of people with a couple of dogs. And I knew where the ball was. I wasn't really thinking that much of it. It's just a tennis ball. But this bloke's taken like half dozen steps to the ball, picked it up and chucked it in his bag. And I'm like, and I'm sort of staring at him, and he's looked over and he's seen me looking at him with my empty ball thrower. And he went, "Oh, sorry, mate, is that yours?" And I went, "Yeah, the Wilson one. Yeah, that's mine." And then he sort of went to his bag and I went,
"Nah." And just kept walking.
No. Went, too late, mate. No, I went, "Yeah, that's mine." And he went to grab it. I went, "Nah." And he went, "Oh, sorry, mate." I said, no, all good. I would have stolen it too. And he went, "Oh, no. It's just like I knew that someone, if they're looking for it, they'd come and get it." And I went, "It's." I said, "Oh, no, it's all good, mate. I'm just stirring you. And I sort of told Megan. But I'm like, what do you mean if someone came looking for it? Like, if I had have looked away and gone, where's that ball? I'm not going to come up to this bloke and go, "Oi, mate, did you put that tennis ball in your
bag?"
Did
he even come to the park with a ball?
Or yes.
Did he have a dog?
No, he had a dog. He actually works for Tennis Australia. No, but like...
He's a poor boy. He's just falling back into old habits.
I love that he's like, "Oh, no, mate, I would have given it to you if someone had came." He's like, "Oh, no, someone had came looking around for it." It would have been like, well, mate, how would that have worked? I would have come up and go, "Mate, I had a ball. Did you happen to steal a tennis ball around here? Because I can't see it anywhere." "Oh, yeah, it's in my bag."
But how much you got?
But he got defensive on it straight away. Yeah. And I just think it's like he sort of... And I'm like, "Nah, it's all good, mate. It's just tennis ball." But it's one of those...
But give it back.
But it's also one of those funny situations. Like how many... You would have... We were talking about this before when we've had stuff stolen. Usually smaller stuff, it's funnier than larger stuff. And you brought... You were just telling the story of how you got some My Little Pony.
Yeah. You know, you made those... Dioramas.
In your primary school, you'd made like a project that you could touch things on and stuff like that.
Yeah, yeah. And I put all of my little ponies in mine, and they got stolen from school, and I was devastated.
And just off course a little bit, you know, there's a whole group of guys. There's a hoe next to me. There's
anyway,
a whole group of guys.
On.
There's a whole group of guys who find who are sexually attracted to My Little Pony characters.
What? Are you just making shit up?
No, look it up. Look up My Little Pony.
Why didn't you bring this up earlier?
They're called it's MLP something. Bronies. Bronies. They're called Bronies, and they're fully grown. They're full adult men, and they
are they bros that like ponies.
Yeah, I guess that's a joke. They're cringy, and they have made, and if you go online and look up My Little Pony sex doll, there is a lot out there.
There is some fucked up sex habits out there. I just don't understand it.
But they are attractive sort of animals.
Bestiality.
So.
Okay, sorry.
Okay, so you had your My Little Pony thing stolen.
Yeah, yeah.
But what you were like, "I know it was Maddie so-and-so."
I knew who it was. I would still, if I saw him in the street now, shit would get real.
But also, you're like, and even mum came to school. I'm like, fuck.
Yeah.
Like, that's embarrassing having, like...
my mum come and defend my honour.
I remember getting embarrassed because I think dad dropped my lunch off to school. But when you were telling it and you're like, oh, yeah, and he stole it from my diorama. And I'm like, oh, yeah, I did that once and stole a bunch of those Yowie toys from some kid, which are a little bit different. But we also were – so you've been robbed in your car. My car's been robbed as well.
A few times. I was driving my brother's car at the time and he was overseas and they stole the CD case with the CDs in it. And the only two CDs in there were Learn to Speak Italian and Learn to Speak Japanese because I'd been to Italy and he'd been to Japan. So I'm like, if you know someone that suddenly starts getting around speaking Italian and Japanese, hit me up because we don't have any clues.
A very cluey guy stole. This will be perfect.
Imagine getting home and being like, he broke into a car to steal CDs and he gets home and that shit's in there.
We were robbed. I brought this up when we were in the snake pit. We were robbed like five times and they took anything from iPods. They actually stole my brother's whole drawer. They took his drawer out of his bedside table because it was full of coins and concert tickets. And we still didn't catch him. I don't know how we didn't catch him. We came in five times or something like that. But as I think, did I talk about it on here how we had to hide the bong every time?
Yeah, I think so.
But I thought it was hilarious. So Rob, who we live with, he got his iPod stolen. Sorry, one of the old school iPods.
I forgot about iPods.
Yeah, I know. Just music, no video, just music. But he was talking to the cops, going, "Can't you like find it?" They're like, "Do you know the serial number?" He's like, "No. But it's called Rob's iPod. Mm-hmm. Like when you plug it in." And I said, "Yeah, but all stolen iPods are robbed." To the police, they did not find that. They not a single chuckle.
They brought me in for more questioning. I was arrested immediately.
They tasered me.
I just pepper sprayed you in the face. Funny?
You think thievery's funny, do you, mate?
Oh, fantastic. Isn't this something to do with like a one-legged person?
No.
What?
No.
Why is that coming to mind?
No, he only had one pedal on his bicycle. Oh. So there was a running joke that he had like a really muscular leg and then the other one was just regular. But robbed five times. We had grog stolen from us as well. But yeah, I was robbed once. My car was broken into. Actually, I was finishing working at Golo one night, and which was the crazy discount store. And all the guys went to go and see the original Fast and the Furious. And I'm like,
oh my goodness.
And I've always thought myself as a bit of a Vin Diesel lookalike. I thought, I'm going to go and check this out. For some reason, I don't know why, I didn't want to wear my Golo work shirt, so I bought a flanno from Golo.
That's heaps better.
But I cut it into a short sleeve. I don't know why, with scissors. I don't know why.
Did you have a mullet?
No, I don't understand why. Like, I'm like, this will be better. I'll just cut the sleeves off. Instead of just wearing a regular flanno, I cut the sleeves off before I got there thinking this will be better.
Hashtag NATO.
Chucked my Golo work shirt in the car, obviously. Watched a movie, came back out. There was a big foot size hole in one of the windows and they'd stolen everything, but including my Golo work shirt.
Yeah.
No one is going to use that Golo work shirt. It was really scummy as well.
Yeah.
But that was also the hardest thing to replace as well because I'm like, hey, my shirt was stolen. They're like, I don't know if we're going to be able to get another one. Like it was because Golo was shit. It was actually quite
so
hard.
So then I just wore the sleeveless flannel to work every day.
But I just wore a mesh singlet to work every day. Actually, that's a good little segue into something I want to talk about. We talk about double standards a fair bit here, and I think this is a huge double standard.
Yeah, so. I didn't even think much of it until you brought it up, and I'm like, no, you're right.
Well, I want probably lingerie and sex toys, but we'll start with lingerie. So, look, with women's lingerie, it's generally accepted that women like to wear it, men like to see women wearing it and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
I did read something interesting years ago, and it was like, if you and a woman get, if you get naked together.
Are you trying to be politically correct?
No. I'm trying to remember how it was put for. If you get naked together and she's wearing a set of underwear that matches, you didn't decide to have sex. She decided to have sex.
Yes.
Now, and then I've talked about this with my wife at some stage, and she was like, yeah. But there's not really lingerie for men. I'm like, there is. And she's like, Yeah, it's disgusting.
Is it cord lingerie?
Yes. If you look up male lingerie,
not going to do that. Thank you, though. This is where. Yeah, see, case in point, yes.
The double standard you're talking about.
Yes.
And I'm talking to Emma about it, and she's like, oh, you mean like GIMP stuff? And I'm like, no. What is.
So, but like, when you say lingerie, I'm picturing like stockings and like.
No, think more like. Like sort of underpants that aren't just your regular cotton spandex. They could be like a thin, meshy, fishnetty material and singlets like that. And I don't know what else.
Is this lingerie in 95 or?
This is a problem. But hey, there's a market, you know.
What? Men's lingerie.
Yeah, the problem is women need to create it. You need to create something that women like but men will wear. Maybe something made out of money.
I can't think of any guy like going like, because I go shopping with my girlfriends to buy that kind of stuff. It's like the sleepovers we were talking about. Imagine you and all your guy friends being like, let's go lingerie shopping.
And like, oh, that looks good.
Yeah. That's so cute. But, you should totes buy it.
But this is what we're talking about as well. Like, okay, well, this sort of goes onto the toys and lingerie and everything. But you guys will have lingerie parties and sex toy parties where you'll all get around and a rep will come.
And just use sex toys on each other.
Really?
I mean, what? No. Well, what were you saying?
Oh, God.
Oh, those kind of parties. Yeah.
I think I've seen pornos like that. No. So you'll have these parties where you buy sex toys and buy lingerie and stuff like that. And it's all a lot of fun, guys. No one blinks an eye at it, whatever. Yeah. I said to him, imagine if all us guys sat around and we're like, oh, no, I'm going to a sex toy party or I'm going to a lingerie party and we're going to check out all this lingerie and sex toys. And you'd be like, oh, that's fucking disgusting. Especially with the sex toy element.
Yeah. Okay. This is the bit that I have. It makes me, ugh.
Now, it's with sex toys. Generally, no one has a problem with women using sex toys unless you're especially prudish. But generally, it's seen as a bit of fun. People often joke about it, no dramas.
Mm-hmm.
I just brought up the idea of a fleshlight, which for people who don't know, a fleshlight is pretty much a male version of a... It's a rubber vagina, but it's sort of shaped in the way of a fleshlight.
It's disgusting. And
yeah, it's like, oh, it's disgusting. It's like it literally is the exact same as a vibrator, but for a man, but it's just like, so rather than a penis, it's a vagina. And but imagine us, if we had a sex party... We were like, oh, yeah, no, I went and we all were checking out fleshlights and stuff like
we
that.
We all bought a fleshlight. Just one between all of us.
you were just straight away going, that is fucking disgusting.
Yeah.
But also, I think you were worried about keeping it clean.
Yeah, see, girls are naturally a lot cleaner than guys. And also, we don't excrete stuff from our...
Oh. That was...
We don't...
No. Out of all words that I've heard that have made, like, my skin crawl, excrete is probably that. Not in all circumstances. A lot of people don't like the word moist, but excrete is not a good word.
Really?
Oh, that's a rough word. You know
what
I
mean? Like, to... No. They don't expel
I understand what you're saying. I understand what you're saying, but you're like, yeah, that's fine. But if you're a girl and you go, well, I'm going to use a vibrator, finished, I'll just chuck it back in the drawer... No, that's still not good.
No.
That's what I mean. And if girls or guys are doing it, it's wrong. I understand with guys is like a physical, like...
Yes.
There's a measurable amount that would be in there.
Yeah.
But I think I'll put it like this. If I was single and I found out a girl had a sex toy, hey, that's fine. That's all good.
Yeah.
If you were single and you found a bloke had a guy had a sex toy and you found out, how would you react to it?
I would not be okay with that.
This is what's...
I know, and I hate that I'm saying it.
You know what, though? There is a level. Like, I think a vibrator versus a fleshlight is fine. I think the guys that go by full size, like with mannequins with vaginas and
yeah,
that.
Yeah. Those things are weird.
Do you find that... Are you threatened by them?
No, only if it's like a full size, like My Little Pony or something.
No,
with a fleshlight attached to it.
That's a real thing.
I know. It's
but there's a proper, like, people are actually one of the big problems that people see with these full size human like dolls is that guys just won't sleep with women ever again, which don't get me wrong, like if they were out, they're very expensive at the moment.
Yeah.
But I'd love to get one.
How much would they be?
Oh, they've got to be a few thousand. I'm not joking.
So you've heard.
I'd love to have a go at one. I'd love to see how it felt and how realistic it was.
Oh my god!
But this is a problem. You can't have a rental. This is, I think, where it gets a bit funny.
Yeah, you can't try before you buy.
So
like you can with like a wife or something.
Don't, what's the saying? Don't buy the cow if you get the milk for free.
Yeah, that's a lovely saying.
That's lovely. So I just think it's another. We talk about double stands a fair bit. So,
yeah.
Fleshlights. Well, no, guys can't have sex toys at all.
No.
But girls can have whatever they want.
Everything. An actual flashlight.
Flashlight. Oh, okay.
It's cheaper.
Not if you get a good one.
Okay.
Let's just go back a bit.
Okay.
Young versus old. We can probably tie this in a little bit.
Mm.
Only because my wife today was like, oh, my God, Louie, there is a LG wireless vacuum cleaner that mops as well. And I'm not even joking. I was like, fuck, that sounds pretty
good. Does it do it at the same time?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
So, I mean, if you're on tile or hardwood, yeah, you can use it as a vacuum and mops.
Yeah.
Or you can just have the vacuum thing if you're on carpet.
Yeah.
I don't have – there's no sponsorship with this. I just legitimately was like – and I started looking at prices and stuff like that.
I was going to say, how much?
Oh, they're $1,000. It's a lot of money, but I'm still considering it.
Yeah, I know.
It's because of all this podcast money that's coming in. I've got that $25,000
rolling in it
advertising think budget that's coming in from Andy Al, which I haven't seen yet, but apparently it's coming in.
Yeah.
But it sort of, I know it's been talked about before, but as you get older, how your expectations change and what you get excited about.
Yeah.
So that's a big one. Like anything cleaning and
cleaning wise. Yeah. I love a good cast iron pan.
Oh, yeah. Me too. I could talk for hours about cast iron and griddles, and this is where this is where the podcast is getting really boring.
Just now.
But when did it change? Like, I remember being younger, being like, oh, sleep was just an afterthought, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
And going out, trying whatever was put in front of you and just getting involved and getting excited. Okay, festivals, music festivals.
Yeah.
If someone said to me, hey, Lou, do you want to go to a music festival? I'll be like,
I think it was I think it changed for me the moment I downloaded my superannuation app on my phone and check in on my super regularly. That's when it all changed for me.
I see where you're coming from. I got pretty excited when I found the cheap fuel app the other day. And I ran to the boss, your cousin actually. I was like, Dan, there's an app that shows you where the cheap fuel is. And I was like, oh, crazy. Look at how far we've come.
House Hunters. Great show.
Renovating.
Yeah, good show.
I think we need someone young on here. Why? I think this came up as well. It's because at your 30th, it came tonight, one of your younger friends was, I put on a song and she goes, oh, that's awesome. Put on some more classics, some old school stuff. And I'm like,
it's like Blink 182 or something.
No, this was like Memories by David Guetta and Kid Cudi. And I'm like, oh, right. I mean, the stuff that I'd listen to.
Yeah.
And I went, do you mean like, and she goes, I'll put on some more.
I have like this going out mix on my phone that I put on when I'm getting ready to go out. I need pump up sort of music. And the amount of times I've played it and people are like, oh, some good old school kind of like, this is like an old school playlist. I'm like, this is just my playlist.
That's what she says. She goes, oh, you got some good choice of music. Put on some more like classics or oldies. And I'm like, wait, do you mean like 70s and 80s stuff or what I just put on? She goes, no, what you put on? I'm just like, yeah, I thought that was like relatively new.
Yeah. We're thinking like Fleetwood Mac sort of.
Oh, Beatles. No. But I guess, you know, young versus old. Let's just go down a list.
Okay.
Growing out hair. I don't know what made me think about this.
Mm.
So, obviously.
Are you looking at my fringe?
We did talk about this.
Taking over half my bangs. Face.
Bangs.
Bangs, sorry.
It's probably the most very common haircut on girls, but I can guarantee there's not a woman out there who wants to see a bloke with bangs.
Mm.
Proper bangs.
Yeah.
Like across the eyebrow, like not just emo cut. Like
it's very like early 2000s My Chemical Romance kind of.
But when teen-angst. Okay, so I want you're looking at a bloke.
Yeah.
He's got hair down, you know, down to the top of his ears. That's all right.
Mm-hmm.
Bottom of his ears, all right.
If he maintains it.
Shoulders.
Yeah, but I don't like the man bun.
No, that's right. I'm just seeing where the level gets.
Yeah, that's probably a bit.
That's too much?
Yeah.
So shoulder blades.
Shoulder blades.
What about a ponytail?
Nah.
What if I had a curly ponytail?
Yes, ringlets. Curly suit.
This is, but then I was talking to you and it seemed to shock you. I was like, and I guarantee there's guys out there that feel the same way. Girls that have long hair as adults. And I mean long hair like probably anything more than sort of shoulder blade height.
Really?
Yeah. If I see, if I was
pretty long hair.
Yeah. And you're a fucking weirdo.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
Oh.
Sorry. Continue.
If I was single and a girl had hair down to, say, her waist, bleh,
yeah.
Yuck.
Red. That's a red flag.
Massive red flag.
Yeah.
And as I said, As I said, they're probably horse girls as well.
Yeah.
And look, I'm sorry if there's girls out there that ride horses, but you're a special breed. You talk to any bloke who knows someone, a girl who's ridden horses.
I ride horses. Oh, great. Here we go. I should have said that. What's Wait, I have name? Long hair and I ride.
No, but like, when do you ride? Do you have a horse?
No.
Do you have a horse float?
No.
No, this is...
Yeah, I think it's when you buy the horse float, you have to start growing your hair. That's the rule.
But they are just a little bit off.
Yeah.
And apparently, riding a horse just pulverizes your vagina and you lose a lot of sensitivity.
Yeah. Okay. I've heard that it can break your hymen earlier.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. That's the excuse. Nope, horse rider. Not that anyone checks for hymens, I guess, anymore.
I insist. Anymore. Used to be standard, though.
Oh, I can think of now.
Nobody checks for hymens anymore. What the fuck? Not in the last
couple of years. They used to check for hymens if they were intact.
How do they put an umbrella up there or something and just poke it?
Mary Poppins.
Yeah, that's what I'm picturing.
I don't know where we're going from that. Growing out hair.
That's an easy transition.
I did read a story once about a bloke who was with a lady who had long hair. And he woke up one morning and he had a hair that had gone all the way up his bum. Mm. Apparently,
she planted it there.
No. That is...
We've all been there, Louis.
That is not where I was going.
Oh, okay.
Apparently, with human hairs, they have like a grain almost on them. So they will travel one way easier than another. And because you're in bed and you're obviously you can be naked and that, you can find that hairs will go... travel up your bum.
That's not true.
Yes, it is. Look up hair traveling up your bum.
No, there's no way it has a grain. Like, it's not like I'm picturing like those things that people use for torture devices where you stick them in but you can't pull them out. What are those?
I don't know.
You know what I mean, though? Just saying, they've got like the little hooks on it and then like you can't.
Like a hook. I mean, it's got a barb on it so it doesn't go backwards.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
No, but hair apparently, look it up, hair can travel up in your bum, and because it'll easily go one way than another.
What were you Googling that day?
Oh, hairy bums? I don't know. No, it's true. I don't know
just
where we
just pulled a hairball out of my arsehole.
Do you have to say arsehole? You always just go... If you had said, pulled a hair out of my ass, I would have been like, everyone knows what you're saying. Pulled a hair out of my arsehole.
I'm studying nursing. I have to use...
Arsehole's a technical term. Where are we going? Growing out hair.
Anus.
It's using fucking Borat references now. Have you guys seen Borat? Very funny.
No, I haven't seen Borat.
Fuck off, you haven't seen
Borat. No, I haven't.
Oh, God. I'm not getting into that now. Let's talk about crying.
Okay.
Okay, I don't know how
I know a lot about this topic.
It's just one of those things. Like, there's people who will cry...
themselves to sleep every night.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yourself. Mm-hmm. No, well, people that cry easier versus people that won't cry.
Yeah.
I would generally say in most relationships, there's one versus the other, or to some extent. I almost think, although I cry very rarely, that I'm the crier in our relationship.
Megan and I are a lot alike like that. We don't.
Megan, when I propose to her.
When I engage to Megan. My name Louis.
That's rude. You know English isn't my first language.
Stop having a stroke. Speak properly.
You know, I learn all Japanese and Italian off those CDs. Like, oh, no. So when I proposed to Megan, I almost got her crying. She sort of teared up a little and then it passed.
Yeah.
It was like a moment of weakness for her. And then
think she liked the room.
Then she went back to the cold, you know,
cold-hearted USS, bitch that we know and love.
USSR style. Good. Das ist gut.
Channeling my inner Putin.
But I will say this, and I'm sure there's a lot of people out there who have had kids. I find now I'll cry easier now. Oh, it sounds like I just cry. I used to cry once a week. Now I cry twice a week.
I'm crying right now.
I will get more emotional now.
Yeah.
Now that I've had a child. I don't know why.
See, my job made me not a crier. Like, I used to be a big crier, and then it's going to really bring the mood down. Euthanize a certain amount of animals, and you just have to stop having those kind of emotions, I guess, and then it actually affects you because you're like, I can't cry anymore.
I think that most regular know what you're saying. You've got to sort of take yourself away.
You have to have emotional. You work in the vet industry, or if you're a nurse or something, you generally have a dark sense of humor.
But also, if you got emotional every time, it would just kill you.
Exactly.
Like, which, as you said, you were like, vets have the highest suicide rate.
Yeah, they do.
Which is crazy. Maybe because they kill so many things.
Well, no, but that's it. Like, if you let it get to you, if you don't joke about it, if you don't joke about death, then you're fucked.
So
it's gotten really heavy.
Can you remember the last time you cried?
No, I can't. Oh, actually, yeah, it was about 2 weeks ago.
What, do you want to talk about it?
What is this?
That came out wrong. I don't want to be like, Em, do you want to talk about why you're upset?
Yeah.
I want to be like, what made you cry? I don't care how you feel.
It was an emotional situation with a fellow human being that we were.
That's the fucking. It was an emotional situation with a.
It was a good cry.
Outside
too.
Influence. Oh, really?
It was like a, like, heaving my breath in kind of cry.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I was like embarrassed for myself.
You know, I think I cried at Gran Torino. You seen that movie?
Yes,
great. Clint Eastwood.
Yes.
You know, out of the whole movie, you know what got me going? Clint Eastwood singing.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
You listen to Clint Eastwood singing, it's very emotional.
It just touches tearing, your soul.
I'm tearing up right now to sing.
When's the last time Megan cried?
I guess it's a bit of a free pass because she's pregnant. So okay. I think she cried the other day because Megan's hair was like a dark, reddy, purpley color. And then she accidentally went orange Fanta for like 2 days and got really upset.
Like, she just woke up.
Honestly, it was highlighter orange.
Yeah, I saw it.
And then she went another color, and then she went another color. And I sort of just went, whatever. You do whatever you have to do. And I think she
did. You do you, boo.
I would never use the term you do you, boo.
No, I'm pretty sure I heard you say it.
Oh, that's like the worst term I've ever. So she's not a big cry, and but I think the last time I remember it, she had the 3 day blues because if you get all the weepies after you have a baby, like there's a big drop in hormones and that. And I remember when she had Charlie a few days later, I was in and out of the hospital. It might only have been 2 days later, in and out of the hospital, and I'd bring food for her and go out and back and forth. And she rang me in and she's like, what are you doing? I'm like, oh, I'm just going to go grab some dinner and head home. She's like, okay. And I was like, and I rang her back. I'm like, did you want me to maybe bring some dinner? And she's like, oh, yes. And she cried. And I was like, yes, I won.
Wonder if you can get the 3 day blues after you do a really big poo.
Just when I'm doing everything to avoid, like, talking about poo and talking about CD. I wonder if.
You've literally you've never done that before, rolled your eyes at me.
Well, it's a.
Everyone heard that eye roll. Everyone.
You can hear the moisture roll around in my head.
Don't use that word.
Wait. You can say excrete and I can't say moisture? If we did a fucking survey of which word is...
The word excrete, something wrong with the word excrete.
Excrete is 100 times worse than moisture, especially in the context I use. What are we fucking talking about? Crying versus not crying.
Yes. if an animal dies in a movie.
Yeah, right. What if it's a bad animal?
It doesn't matter.
There's fuck no such off. Thing as a bad. Have just, you seen the movie
no
where
such thing as bad no, animals, no, no, just no, bad
no,
owners?
No, no. Okay. Have you?
Oh, not when.
No, Scar- no. Shut up. Have you seen the movie The Revenant? The Revenant?
Yes.
With Leonardo DiCaprio?
Yes, I have.
Where that bear mauled him?
Yeah.
Did you cry when the bear got killed? Because if you did, you've actually got some pretty heavy psychological problems.
Oh, well, yeah.
If you're like, oh, that poor bear, and
well,
Leonardo
I do
DiCaprio
feel sorry
is
for the bear.
Fucked.
Yeah, but the bear is just protecting its baby. He thought he was in it was in his nest.
But how much could Leonardo DiCaprio bear? That was a good joke.
It was all just a setup for that joke.
No, it definitely wasn't. Okay, so let's move on from crying. Okay. Let's.
I'm going to make you cry one episode. It's my goal.
You'd have to
punch you in the dick.
Well, no, that's not even. That's not like.
That's not fair.
I don't know if I'd cry, but all no. But there's crying, emotional crying, which is just like a release. But yeah. If someone punches me in the dick, in the dick, I'm not going to sit there going.
Someone punches me on that duck.
Like, I'm not four, you know what I mean?
I'm going to prove that wrong.
You would have to bring up, this would be the worst podcast ever for you to be able to bring up something that would make me cry. You would have to say some terrible, terrible things. And I'd have to just sit here listening to it. Have I got you yet? Oh, you're close.
I couldn't.
Oh, we got him. And we'd just start crying like, we got him. Thanks for listening, guys.
We were cutting this one short, but at least we got there.
We got him, but Louis's crying. Talking about his dead father. That'd probably get me.
Oh, Louis.
Oh, so now I'm the bad guy. Oh, Louis, don't bring that up.
Louis,
don't you dare bring up your dead father.
I'm out now.
Okay, let's talk. Joking but serious. What I wanted to bring this
like
up.
Like that.
I want to bring up joking but serious. Like, I read something online today about someone was like, I'm all flirting, but also not flirting. So if I'm flirting, if you like it, if you don't like it, I'm just joking. And
it's the worst thing I've ever heard.
Well, you were straight away like, well, that's like sexual assault, you know. If you like it, I'm fucking you. If you don't like it, I'm raping you. And I'm like, what?
Why do you put that voice? Is that what I sound like?
Yeah, you sound sick. You sound sickly. No, so. You went straight to this weird place, and I'm like,
no, but what you're saying is like, I can hit on someone sexually and try to do stuff, and if they like it and go with it, it's cool. But if they don't like it, that's assault.
No, you. Oh my god, this is where, fuck. I'm suggesting if I went to a bar and I met someone and I was having a good chat and a laugh with them, and I was like, hey, I'd love to go on a date with you sometime, and they went, oh, no, I don't see you like that way. And I'll go, haha, I was just joking. I don't.
Oh, okay.
You go straight to sexual assault? Like, that's.
No.
Men are pigs.
No. It could go either way.
What do you mean?
No, what I'm saying, I didn't know you meant it like that. I hate it when people say stuff like that all the time. And they're like, oh, but I was only joking because people don't take them.
Oh, I see what you mean.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. I know what you're saying. Like, oh, well, no, I was only joking when I put my dick in your mouth.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I mean, if you sat there
it's
with
your
mouth.
It's all just a joke.
But if you sat there with your mouth open, knowing you're seeing a dick come towards it.
Yeah.
You should probably close your mouth. Hashtag
victim. Noted.
Hashtag victim blaming. No. So why I brought this up, because a cringy moment that happened to me years back. I must have been 21, 22 years old. There was a mutual friend of one of my housemates at the Snake Pit, a young girl, and somehow I'd done enough to impress her that she wanted to hook up, whatever that meant at the time. Now, we were suddenly alone, and we were both aware of it, and I was just like, hey, let's just do it, whatever. Oh, she's like, how are you? And I was too far away from her, but I leaned in to kiss her. I guess I had no moves whatsoever, and just sort of closed my eyes, opened my mouth, and leaned in. And she started laughing, going, Oh, that's imagine. There's no way. Oh, you're just joking with that, aren't you? I'm like, yeah. Just joshing.
Just that's why I'm here with my mouth open and leaning into you.
With a massive erection. It's a joke erection.
A joke erection. What are those?
Just
what are
like,
those?
Just like regular ones, but they're funny.
So every time for you. Poor Megan.
This is another thing. The whole Big Dick Lou thing has been just destroyed my reputation. Should never have even joked about it. I think a lot of people forget that I said Big Dick Lou was a joke and then said, no, let's just say regular Dick Lou. But no one remembers regular Dick Lou.
Medium Dick Lou over here. But no one, you can't give yourself a nickname anyway.
Well, I did. I gave myself the nickname Freight Train. And stuck. In certain circles, it stuck. But have you ever, surely you've been in a situation where you can't read a guy, so you're flirting but not sure if he's flirting back.
Yeah, that's my everyday life. Pretty much everyone, every
is
guy.
Is this way to flirting with me? He's come and talk to me like
all someone has to do these days is look at me for like more than 2 seconds and I start picturing our life together. That's how sad I am.
I heard you always go to Coles, the self-service, and always stuff up and don't put stuff in the bagging area so the guy's got to come and talk to you. And you always make sure it's really awkward, like cucumbers and condoms and Vaseline. You're such a grub. That's sexual assault, really.
Eggplants, actually. Give me some credit, Louis.
This is back on sex toys. That's probably one thing. If I was with a girl, I was single, I was with a girl, and she brought out a regular sex toy, go, and it's, no, that's cool, whatever. If she brought out an eggplant-sized penis vibrator, you're going, fuck, what am I going to do after that's been in there?
You can't compete with it. What am I going to do? That's what I was wondering if guys
just windmill inside it, just rubbing on the sides. Do you like that? Do you like that after that eggplant's been in there? Probably not.
You mean an actual eggplant or like just...
something that size.
Yeah.
If I saw her go, oh, let's use this first, and she was like, I was like, fuck, that's a monster. And then go, now you're like, what's the fucking point?
What do they say? It's like throwing a sausage down a hallway.
Apparently with the female anatomy, it's not... Like, it will stretch and close and stretch and close and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, it's not like after they have a child.
I guarantee fucking this, if you jam yourself with a fucking massive, you know, dildo by the size of a coffee thermos for 20 minutes and then you call me off the bench, what am I going to fucking do? So I said, it would just go in there and just wouldn't touch the sides.
Oh, my God.
But we're the freaks with our... That's... Oh, you know what you could do then? Fuck. You could put the flesh. If you put the fleshlight in, we can use. So you've got the fleshlight. This is fuck.
Oh, I can see what you're saying.
You could use it like an adapter.
Oh my God, that is such. Like, we should invent that.
Like an adapter. So you're getting. You need the size.
There's a market that no one has thought of.
You know, and I go, well, at least I'm having fun. Yeah, I don't know if there's a market that most people want to get involved in, though.
You seen some of the people do My Little Ponies.
Yeah, they're fucked, aren't they? Fucked up shit. I guess talking about that.
I do like them.
Okay, so like logistically, it's a giant penis.
Can you stop doing the hand motions? No one else can see you except me.
Logistically, it's a giant rubber.
And that wasn't that big, by the way, what you just did.
It was a monster. Logistically, it's a giant rubber penis, but within that is a rubber vagina. Yes?
Yeah.
Okay. I think we're on. I think there's money here.
And I think we should release this podcast episode.
People go, that's a brilliant idea. What are we talking about?
Crying? Was that it?
Oh, that would... You know what? If I was going to cry...
Oh, no, joking, but serious.
That would make me cry if I got
someone shoved one of those up my...
No. Anus. I'm sorry. I'd hope that I didn't need to do that. I'm not gay, but if some guy went...
You don't need it. No one needs it, Louis.
But if some guy went, hey, can I put this massive...
Did you say some guy?
Yeah, well, you're saying now me.
Yeah.
If guys like... Here, can I put this massive rubber penis in your bum because your bum's too loose and then I'll use the vagina inside the rubber penis? I'm going, fuck, what? I really let myself go back there.
You do shit like 10 times a day, Louis.
Yeah, but they're small ones. Oh, don't talk about this. Let's move on. Let's talk about defending honour. which you have very little of, apparently.
I left it back in my early 20s.
Okay, so you go out with your guy friend.
Yep.
As some bloke.
Wait, like, okay, yep.
Just say you're dating someone.
Yep.
You go out. Some guy, let's say another guy comes up to you. Now, talking to you is not enough. Let's say you're on the dance floor and he comes up and grabs you around the waist and starts sort of grinding on you.
Mm-hmm.
That's not acceptable.
No.
Your boyfriend doesn't like it either.
Well.
Unless he's into that.
Unless he's organized it. And
cuck, I think the word is.
What?
Oh. to be cuckolded is when you enjoy seeing your
partner. That's the second word you've made up this episode.
It's when you enjoy watching your partner have sex with someone else.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
They're called a cuck, and then the bull is the one that gets brought into. Yeah, but either way. Okay, so this bloke grinds on you on the dance floor. You'd be dancing to My Pony or something like that.
My Pony? You mean Pony?
My Little Pony.
You mean Pony?
I do mean Pony. Not My Pony.
It's genuine.
Right, and My Pony. Okay. So he grabs you, grinds against you.
Mm-hmm.
You push him away. He maybe tries again. Your boyfriend comes in.
Yeah.
Now, forgetting about what is socially acceptable and what people are telling you should like, would you find it attractive if your boyfriend got physical with a guy to put him in his place?
As much as I hate to say it, like, it would be like,
I know.
Two guys fighting over me.
At least you're being honest here.
Yeah.
Because I know.
Yeah. Yeah, no.
This came up ages back, not on the podcast, and you were like, yeah, I don't. Yeah, maybe guys are like, well, mind a guy fighting for me.
Yeah.
Okay, so.
So you've retained that information.
I retain all information. Like a really shitty computer. Pretty good compared to human brain, but not a very good computer. Okay, so your boyfriend runs in, throws a punch. That's fine.
Yeah.
But where's the level? Sorry if you can hear my wife and child going like crazy in the background. He just sort of really wants to get involved. Okay, so your partner comes in, throws a punch.
Yeah.
What if he bites the other guy?
Oh, no, that's weird.
That's what I mean. So there's like, you want like fair fighting. So you want him running to throw a punch?
None of this Mike Tyson shit.
Or scratching?
No.
Kicking?
I could do that.
What about kicking?
Maybe in the balls.
So you would be happy if your boyfriend ran in and football punted a bloke in the balls. See, I don't find that's like sexy. I think you'd be like, well, fuck, I guess it got the job done, but it's not really. I think it's got to be admirable. You
what
know
if
what
he
I mean?
Glasses him or something?
That's what I mean.
We're just going up in level. Is it? Yeah, okay. No. Nah, just a punch.
Just a punch. All I ask is a punch.
Just the old one punch.
I think this is, I think, where guys don't know the level. Because honestly, guys, I think you're expected to be aggressive at times. That's just how it is. And I think there's some guys out there that don't know. Like, I punched him and my girlfriend seems to like that. Maybe I should glass him.
Oh, you like that? Oh, wait until I...
Wait until I kill him. Oh, you don't like that? Oh. Oh, mixed signals. But would you defend your partner?
Yeah.
Would physically?
Yeah.
But you've never been in a fight.
No, I have. I'm currently on a bit of a.
What are you going to say? Parole.
I'm not allowed into the Argyle for a while. Let's just leave it at that.
I think.
I was defending a friend, though.
Oh, really? You haven't told me this. What did you do? Did you headbutt him?
I used a.
Kicked her in the box.
I used the glass I was holding or the cup I was holding.
And wait, there's a big difference between cup and glass. You need to
Think it was I think it was like just a cup, but I used it because he pushed my friend.
Let's just stop for a second. Okay. Remember, you're about to admit to glassing someone on a podcast. And just so everyone's out there, I've not heard this story. I'm worried that Em's gonna tell it thinking she's the hero and she's gonna come out as the lunatic who glassed someone at a pub.
I didn't glass him. I just used the cup I was holding in my hand and then, like, so it's like I hit him with it, but it was across his head.
Did it break?
No, it just kind of went flying across the room, but he kind of got knocked down.
And where was this?
Where?
Yeah.
Argyle.
Oh, I thought that was a joke. For people who are from Newcastle, Argyle, which used to be Fanny's.
Fanny's.
is known as like the seedy dance club. There's been that many fights and that there.
Yeah.
Right. So you attacked a guy with your cup.
Well, he pushed my friend and she like stumbled and almost fell over. And then I just kind of like pushed him off her and was like, excuse me, mate. Like that you pushed my friend and then he's like found it necessary to finish the job and turned around and literally used his hands to push her over onto the ground.
And that's when you glassed him?
Yep.
Your Honour. Your Honour. She just admitted to glassing him. So I'm probably going to be needing a new host sometime next. What would that be? Aggravated assault. I'd say, 4 to 6 years?
Good behaviour, though.
Yeah, but you won't get good behaviour. You'll get bad behaviour.
No.
So if,
no previous. I've never even had a speeding fine.
Doesn't mean you get to murder someone. Hey, Your Honour, I've never done anything before. Yeah, but you killed this guy. Yeah, but up until then, been good.
I literally hit a guy and now you're going into murder.
It's because you hit him with an object. That's very fucking different. A lot of guys out there are going,
he was very big.
He was very big, so I killed him. Nah. I didn't know this was coming. In saying that, but this is where Megan, if I was, I would like that. If I was at a club like in this situation and I had a girl get, I don't think, it's because sexual wouldn't be, you just go, oh, I'm not interested. But if I had a girl get physically aggressive with me, you guys got to be careful because our response, like the problem is if a girl came up and punched me in the face and I punched her back in the face, not only could I do a lot of damage, a lot of people around can attack the guy. Like, you can be really careful.
Well, I think it's double standards. But I think it's like, it's instinct though. Sometimes you're not just going to stand there and cop it.
But what I mean, if Megan jumped in and laid her out, I'd be very impressed.
Yeah.
Then you'd
get them to start tearing their clothes off.
Then she'd carry me out of the club.
Over her shoulder.
Like in the front.
Yeah.
Like you would carry your partner through the threshold.
Through the wedding, yeah.
Oh, that's an inch. I can't believe you attacked this bloke. But yeah, so that's the drama.
But can you really not believe it?
Well, I thought I didn't think you'd fucking admit it before at least talking it through.
Oh, sorry.
I just feel it with an object is next level.
Yeah, well.
Well, you know, tell that to his widow.
Hey, 3 children. No. No,
2 children.
I copped a ban and I handed over my license and now I'm all...
I'm fine with it.
Yeah.
So do you have a court case or anything? Or was it just finished?
No.
Fuck, you should.
It wasn't that serious.
Yeah, that's... The bloke's
I think it was like even par after that and they were just like, let's break it up, guys.
Yeah, right.
But what they don't realise is that they chuck both people out on the street together.
Yeah, because you're going to fight him again.
No, but like if it was two guys... Okay, if it was two guys?
No. Oh, they're
you
funny.
Guys fight
no,
out
they
there.
Separate it. They no, actually, you know what? At the Argyle, I'm surprised at the Argyle they wouldn't put you in a pit and go fight, fight, fight.
That just happens on standard Saturday night there, doesn't it?
I've heard some terrible things coming out of the Argyle.
STDs.
Okay, that opened up too many questions. Now let's talk about saying too much.
I think I just did.
Yeah. Yes, that's a perfect example of just like. Just like, I'm going to say this, and I glassed him. Well, it wasn't a glass. It was
but
a cup.
We've also talked about how I hit someone with my car.
Yeah.
Bike rider, and I've driven with people in the back
honestly,
of a ute.
I couldn't laugh hard enough if suddenly you did have to go to court and they went through all our old recordings and were like, you admitted it. And I'm going, and I would, you know what?
Yeah, but you killed a lady.
Well, no, she died of natural causes. Mm. I just pushed it along.
Mouth raped.
No. For those that don't remember, an old lady accidentally died when I was changing her pajamas, and the name suggests
you say accidentally died.
Well, she died accidentally.
Whoops!
Accidentally makes it me seem like I did something. Yeah,
I swear.
An old lady died when I was changing pajamas. I was just there. I just
wanted to put my pajamas on.
and suggested that I tried to put my tongue in her mouth, but it sounded like she said penis. But let's just move on from that. Let's talk about saying too much, as we were just talking about. Only because I had a customer and I was talking about some chairs and it's a solicitor's firm and they wanted some really nice chairs for the boardroom. And I'm like, these are great, they're leather, blah, blah, blah. And I said, and they've got a 200 kilo weight rating. Should have left it at that. Now, the lady I was talking to, she's small lady, regular lady. I could have just said 200 kilo weight rating. That explains everything. But I went, great for the bigger gentleman in the office. And then in my head, I went, don't want to seem sexist. So I also went, all for the bigger ladies. And then I was left, I'm like, fuck, why would I suggest that you've got like at least a couple of 200 kilo people working here? Monsters. I mean, that's not fair.
How did it go down?
She just sort of, I think she likes me. No, I think she has a crush on me. No, 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 she's an old lady. I think she was just fine. She realized I was just talking. But when I left, I was like, I didn't need to tell her. I didn't need to suggest that they've got these 200 kilo people walking around in there. Because 200 kilos is big.
Yeah. That
you know what
like
I mean?
It seems like a lot.
Yeah. Chair can handle it, though.
You just plug in your chairs. Why are you? Imagine that, like, but you just like 201 kilos and it just...
Right. I think... I don't think that's how it works.
No. Okay.
I think there's a bit of leeway there. Oh, imagine. Oh, my God. Imagine having to be that guy who breaks a 200 kilo chair and that you go and try to get warranty and they're like, mate, gonna have to weigh you. You're going, fuck. And it comes out going, it's 202 kilos. You go, fuck. Nah, I'm out of warranty. He's too big. And you just be like, fuck. You'd have to lose weight after that, wouldn't you?
Is something about if you're a certain size, you have to buy two plane tickets or something?
Oh, I think there's a certain rule with like people flying out of Samoa or Tonga that have that.
Oh, really?
But I don't think there's actually any laws regarding it or rules about it. But I can
should be.
I think in Samoa and Tonga, because they're naturally big people, I think a lot of it also would be going, well, we can't have two 150-kilo blokes sitting next to each other. You know what I mean? But I think it also affects the weight on the plane.
I was going
to
say, like...
That's why it's crazy when they're like weight ratings and stuff like that. Like, imagine, you know, me walking behind a girl who weighs 50 kilos and them going, oh, sorry, your bag's 23 kilos. It's a kilo over. You're going to have to pay another $50.
Yeah.
And there's me behind her, like naturally, like 70 kilos heavier than her.
That's why whenever I get on a plane, I always wear like all my clothes.
Makes you a weirdo.
Six pairs of shoes. Just on my hands. What?
Hot tip. You know what they do? They actually weigh your bags at the gate now.
Yeah, I've seen that.
Carry on. Mm. I brushed through and they didn't look at me. Oh, coming back from your brother's bucks, actually, it's the first time I've seen it. I just went, I've never seen this before.
Yeah, it's on the cheaper ones. They do
and
that.
And I knew that they were, and I just went and just snuck through. Because I guess they weren't prepared for me just to walk past them, but no one was saying anything.
Yeah.
And I got my ticket checked. I'm like, just going to walk. Yeah. Just going to walk. I knew my bag was over. And they didn't say, sir, fast enough, because I was like 10 meters down that platform.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and I got out and someone was like, Louis, they wanted you back. Even random strangers were like, oh, they wanted you back there to get your bag weighed. Rush through. Shouldn't have brought all those bricks with me. Let's just talk about one last thing, which I thought was hilarious. I don't know how this came up earlier. Oh, we're talking about cleaning out flashlights.
Oh, okay, good. Oh, yeah.
Now, something about a semen that is interesting is that you have to treat it as if it was like egg whites.
Mm.
Now, that means if you're cleaning it, you should clean it with cold water because hot water cooks it.
Yeah.
So, you know, if you ever see I'm going to try to be silly here, but I'm not going to go down that track. Just brings it with a fleshlight. If you clean it with hot water, you're just going to end up with scrambled eggs at the base of the fleshlight, which would be heaps harder to get out.
Does the other side screw off or something and you clean it out? Like, I don't get how it works.
Like a
Do you need like
Chinese
a brush,
finger trap?
A brush that goes
like
in.
A bottle brush.
Yeah.
I don't brush. The thing is, even if I did know, as if I'm going to go through the cleaning procedures on here.
Everyone take it out.
But then you talked about your friend. Now, this is just a funny story. You're talking about your friend.
So my housemate, my old housemate, Natalie, read something about putting egg whites in your hair and it making your hair really nice, which I'm sure many girls have heard about. So she did this and we both weren't really curly girls at the time, so we'd never done it before. And then to wash it out, you're supposed to wash it out with cold water, obviously. But she didn't read that. She just went, oh, I've read enough into this procedure. I'm going to stop reading now and then I'll just go wash it out in a hot shower and then it cooked in her hair.
Just the hair full of cooked egg.
Yep.
It would have been so shit. It would have been all stuck in there.
Or maybe she, maybe, no, never mind.
Maybe with semen. Yeah. Is that what you're saying? That was her way of getting out of it?
Yeah.
She'd actually been to a bukkake party. Have you heard of bukkake?
Of course I have.
So for people out there who haven't, bukkake is just everyone coming on someone. Yeah. I guess there's male and female bukkakes. It's all inclusive. It can be whatever. But they get
all inclusive.
They get covered in semen.
Yeah.
But yeah. Oh my God. Imagine covered in semen,
yeah.
Covered in it. And then going and showering and you're just getting turned into like crusty white monster. Oh no, should I use cold water? Just like, imagine like walking on the street and I'm going, what's wrong with this
Why
person?
Why would you walk out onto the street?
Well, I'm assuming you did in your lunch break. Okay. All my bukkake parties are midday.
Midday.
Don't question how my brain... I think we're done. I think there's a saying in the podcast world, bukkake and die.
You use the word crusty bukkake. It's over.
Thanks for listening again, guys. Apologise for some of the things that Em said.
Is it really that bad?
Use that one word. I can't even remember what it was. Excrete. Then you lost it at moisture. But thanks for listening. Once again, contact us. Oh, fuck.
Unless you're the police, I don't want to hear.
Unless you're the police and everything I said was made up.
It's all just for the podcast.
Yeah, keep contacting us with ideas and feedback. And as I said, we'll get music as soon as we can. We're still working on it. And hopefully, all being well, we'll catch up next week for episode 18, hopefully.
We'll see you then.
Bye.